Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
So when I got ready to retire, I thought, well, I should look into Southern Utah. I was a high school librarian in Seattle, Washington, and I used to come back to Southern Utah every spring vacation. And I retired in 97. I'm Luann Barnes. I'm age 76.
When I was a Boy Scout, we came down to St. George on an outing. It was cold in Wyoming because it was just after Memorial Day, and we got down to St. George, and it was just perfect weather. It hadn't gotten real hot, and I thought, wow, this is paradise. I'd really like to live here. I'm Dale Jean Barnes. I'll be 80 in December. So after I retired from Questar, I came down and looked all around the area and found a lot out in Leeds.
And so when I came to St. George, I thought, I'll go in the BLM and find an interesting place to go. And they happened to be looking for volunteers. So I signed up and have for many years worked as a volunteer at their front desk. I was in a position where I could find out interesting places to go. And I'd always heard about this place called The Wave. It's on the border between Utah and Arizona. And they limit the number of people that can go there because it's very fragile geology. It's thin fins of sandstone that resemble a wave, a huge big wave like you'd see in the ocean. One of the colleagues that I worked with said, I reserved 6 tickets for my family and they can't go. I've given away 5 of them. There's one left. Would you like to go? And I said, yes.
She had sold the tickets to my neighbors. They had one ticket left over and they asked me if I would like to go.
Well, here was this gentleman. The others were couples and he seemed to know where he was going. The others were unsure. He had the energy to keep us all moving along because some of this is not an easy walk. It was 3 miles in and 3 miles out.
When we first started out, I thought, well, she's not very friendly.
I thought, well, I'd like to get to know this gentleman better.
So she lined up different things to go sightseeing.
The condors are released on the Vermilion Cliffs. And I knew about that from the BLM. So we did a trip down to see the condors. And then there was some rock art up a Snake Canyon in the Kaibab. One thing led to another, and we decided that we would like to share life together. So when we decided where to get married, we thought, well, why not go back to the Wave? So we got permits for my daughter and her husband, and we had the local bishop get a permit. So we had 5 permits, 5 tickets, and we walked back out the year later in January, and we're married at the Wave.
That's how we ended up getting married, and we've had a wonderful life since. We've been married a little over 10 years now.
I think you can probably sense that the landscape that we live in is a very important part of why we're here. There's places to go and here that I could not possibly walk to. So we have done a lot of ATVing. If anyone had told me more than 10 years ago that I'd be riding an ATV, I said, no, that's not my style at all.
At first, Luann didn't even, she said, I'm just happy riding on the back of your machine. And I said, well, what if you and I want to go for a 30-mile ride out somewhere and it quits? I said, that's a long walk back. And so reluctantly, she said, well, okay. She got a machine and drove that 1,500 miles and said it was a basic machine. And she said, well, I want a better machine. So then we got her a better one. She's now driven about 7,800 miles on ATVs, which is quite a distance.
And I wouldn't have been able to do this without Dale.
Also, we're only 5 miles from a lake. In the summer, the water's 80 degrees, and that's really fun to water ski in 80-degree water. So I still enjoy water skiing. I learned to slalom water ski after I retired and plan to do it till I drop.
It's important to us that our grandkids develop a love for the land.
Yeah, we take the kids hiking quite a bit when they come down. There's so many beautiful areas to take them hiking.
We want them to enjoy being on the land, to say
in the outdoors.
In the outdoors, the most valuable thing I can do for this land is to instill in the next generation a love of the land. That's an important thing for us to do in our time.
We've taken the kids down by the Virgin River and lucked out. We saw 3 turtles that one day with the kids.
Desert tortoise.
We've had a great 10 years together. It's been wonderful. And see if I can water ski for 10 more years.
How about that? Good for you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.